from the Ingalls Studio. Welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, and happy heavenly birthday to Hugh Hefner.
One of the things about my life that sets it apart to some extent is that there's never been any hypocrisy in it. I am who I appeared to be, if anybody was paying attention. Writing about Playboy and writing about Hefner is like a Rorschach test. It's an ink blot. It reflects typically a little bit about me and a great deal about the fantasies and the fears and prejudices of our time, because my life has been so intimately interconnected in such a public way with the great guilts of American Puritanism, sex and wealth.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Canton police asking for help in search of missing 15-year-old. Child with terminal illness receives adaptive bike from Atlanta radio station. Northside Hospital offering newly approved melanoma therapy treatment. Plus, Bruce Jenkins sits down with Leah McGrath to discuss the difference between a registered dietitian and a nutritionist. We'll have all this and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle. And at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. The Canton Police Department is asking for help in finding a missing teenager. Damani Brathwaite, 15, was last seen April 1st and has been labeled as a missing runaway on Canton PD Facebook page. Canton PD is asking that anyone with information that could help locate Brathwaite contact Detective Michael Sweat at 770-720-4883 or email michael.sweat@cantonga.gov or call 911. A toddler diagnosed with a rare terminal illness, CLN1 disease, received an adaptive bicycle from Atlanta radio station 104.7 The Fish. Gracie Fawcett, 18 months old, was presented with the bike at the Harmony Pediatric Therapy. Gracie's parents described the devastating impact of the disease, which causes developmental delays, seizures, ultimately leading to the death in childhood. The adaptive bike, funded by The Fish and built by the Freedom Concepts, aims to provide Gracie with mobility and joy amidst her health challenges. The emotional reveal brought comfort to her parents, who prioritized keeping Gracie comfortable amid her pain. The bike, costing $4,000 to $5,000, offers Gracie moments of happiness and freedom. Northside Hospital is pioneering a new T-cell therapy for melanoma patients, making it the first hospital in Georgia to offer this treatment. Approved by the FDA in February, this new treatment offers hope to those with unresectable and metastatic melanoma, providing a promising alternative for patients who have failed existing immunotherapies. This therapy involves isolating immune TIL cells from the patient's tumor, growing them in a lab, reintroducing them into the patient to target and destroy cancer cells. With nearly 3,500 new melanoma cases expected in Georgia this year, Northside aims to address challenges of treatment resistance and improve overall survival rates for patients. Referrals for this therapy can be obtained through a physician or by contacting Northside Hospital directly. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Kin City Hall will host a teen and young adult job and volunteer fair on April 22nd from 3 to 6 p.m. The event will feature various businesses and organizations, including Murph Surf, Goshen Valley Foundation, and the La Cantina on Main. Attendees can explore job opportunities and volunteer roles with companies ranging from restaurants to summer camps and government agencies. Free snacks, drinks, and raffle prizes will be available. Businesses or organizations interested in participating can contact Lauren Johnson. Visit the Canton City website for updates and further details. Safe Kids Cherokee County is organizing a car seat check and news conference on April 20th to mark the 25th anniversary of a crash involving firefighters Michael and Brooke Ice. The event will be held at the Holly Springs Walmart from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., with the news conference starting at 9:45 a.m. Brooke's car seat inspection just before the crash saved her life, and the event aims to promote car seat safety. Certified technicians will check car seats, and seats will be provided for those in need. Speakers include the president of Safe Kids Worldwide and representatives from various organizations involved in promoting safety on the roads. We'll be right back. Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss. And now here is Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath on the difference between a registered dietitian and nutritionist.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, another question we have via email, which we'll give out the email in just a little bit. So Stacy writes in asking what the difference between a registered dietitian and a nutritionist. What is the difference between those?
Yeah, so registered dietitian or registered dietitian, nutritionist, sometimes you see it as one title like that, is actually a protected term in the United States. To become a registered dietitian, nutritionist, you have to have certain credentials. And you get those credentials by having an undergraduate degree. As of January of this year, you also have to have a master's degree. You have to complete an internship, and you have to pass a board exam, and you have to keep continuing education credits up every on a five-year cycle. So those are all the things that go into becoming a registered dietitian. You could call yourself a nutritionist if you wanted to.
Yeah.
There is no protection or standards for the title of nutritionist. Some nutritionists may definitely have an advanced degree in some sort of nutrition that they obtain from a credentialed university. They're just not registered dietitians. And then, you know, you might run into somebody at a local food store who likes to call themselves a nutritionist because they're interested in nutrition, but they have no credentials, no education, no training. They don't have any kind of state license. In many states across the United States, to be able to practice as a registered dietitian, you also have to be licensed and pay for a license for that state. So I know I do in North Carolina. So there definitely is a difference. If somebody calls themselves a nutritionist, you do want to ask, tell me a little bit about your credentials. Are you a registered dietitian? That's a good question to ask. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're the type of person who is prone to snacking at night after dinner while you're catching up on that Netflix series or watching TV, those calories can really add up. Plus, eating late in the evening may affect your sleep. Instead of reaching for chips or a sweet dessert, how about a cup of herbal tea? You can sip that slowly and enjoy it, and be sure and check out all the delicious flavors in the tea section of your local Ingles store.
Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcasts for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.